Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ.
Welcome. Today we continue looking at how to love someone you hate. These words are offered up by Alan Webster. We continue looking at what steps should I take to restore a relationship. Try to put yourself in the shoes of the other person. Indians said that they would not judge a man until they had walked a mile in his moccasins. Consider this story with me. A businessman stepped up to a shoeshine boy's chair for a quick cleaning. He was in a bit of a hurry and noticed that the boy took an unusually long time. Finally, he finished the first shoe, and then the other. When the man looked down at the shoes, they were smeared, smudged, and looked worse than when he had started. He spoke angrily to the boy. The little fellow looked at the ground and kicked the dirt with his shoe. Finally, the man said, "What do you have to say for yourself?" The boy looked up, with tears running down his cheeks. He stammered, "Mister, I am sorry about your shoes. You see, my mother died this morning, and I'm trying to get enough money to put flowers on her casket. I guess my mind was not on my work." Oh, how the man wanted to take back his angry words. Each Christian needs to develop an understanding heart. Proverbs 8 verse 5 tells us to be of an understanding heart. There's often a reason that one acts discourteously. Emotional stress, constant pain, perhaps a bad home life. Adults even may behave immaturely because emotional scars are received in childhood. Let us be like Jesus, who forgives because he walked in their shoes. So let us try to make sure that when we are dealing with those who we have issues with or having trouble relating to and having a good relationship with them, that we try to put ourselves in their shoes. Thank you for listening.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died.